Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Mitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for the Tzidik, the Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and the Refuah Shleima, the Yehu ben Soro, and the Ilui Nishmas, Malko, Basar, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleima Chaim, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Leo Chaim, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and the Isha Gittel Basarav Eliezer Manoach. When we focus a little bit on Purim, we have some interesting and some almost like, very from the side opportunities to strengthen our bitochen. The Gemara says, asks the question, why did Esther invite Haman to the party, to the Suda that she had with Achashverosh? I think what it brings a number of different answers. One of the answers, a famous answer, was that Shelo Yomu Yisroel, from Nehemiah, said, we have a sister in the king's palace, Esther, and there'll be Mashiach Das. They will, remove their Das a little bit just to take their Das off from focusing on Rachamim. It doesn't seem that they're going to forget to ask Rachamim, but there's going to be something that's going to distract them from purely focusing on Hashem's rachamim, because we have an agent there. We have some protection, we have something. And of course, even the slightest removal of from the focus on rachamim can have a devastating effect on us. And I think that the same thing is true with Bitochen, because here it was a false trust in Esther that could cause a Hesach Hadas. But the truth of the matter is, Bitochen itself could cause a Hesach Hadas when we focus on the Bitochen rather than on the Chesed Hashem, rather than on the Rachamim of Hashem. Rashi says this when the Gemara says, three things are Mazkir Avinoisim Shalodom, cause the Sotan to be Mekatrig on a person. And one of them is Iyun Tefillah, and Rashi explains that he's Ma'ayin in his Tefillah, but he has this attitude that I haven't so well, so Hashem is going to answer me, rather than the total and complete focus on the Rachamim and the Chesed of Hashem. So you have to be very careful that even in a state of Bitochen, that Bitochen has to be continuously focused on Rachmi Dishmaya, Chesed Hashem, rather than cholila that, oh, I have bitochen now, everything is under control, everything is fine, because I have bitochen. That's some type of a hesach hadas from the rachmei d'shmaya. But there's another answer, which is even maybe more directly relevant to the inyan of bitochen. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Oimer, Ula yargish hamokom v'yaseh lonu nes. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh says, maybe Hashem will be margish, will sense this, what's going on, whatever that means, the yasul on a nes, and he'll do a nes for us. And Rashi says that two pshat, but one pshat, he says, the second pshat, inami, yargish ani tzricho lahachnif larosh ozeh ulezalzel bichvoidi. Hashem will be margish that, look at this, I have to do chanifa to this Rosha. I have to invite Haman, speak nicely to him, flatter him, as if he was some odom choshuv, as if I owed him some kind of a special treatment. And that's such a bizoyin for my covid. Esther's covid is on the line, because here she is. She's inviting home. There's a need. Klal Yisrael's in trouble. She's inviting home. She's doing chanifa. It's an insult to her, to this great, pious woman, that she has to, so to speak, flatter and treat with respect, with extra measure of respect, this Rosha, and that's mezalzel bichvidi. She's mezalzel in her kovod. Very strange. What's at stake is the whole future of Klal Yisrael. Haman's plan was la hashmid laroi gula abed es kol ayehudim minar v'adzokin tafvinoshim b'yoy mechod u'shlolom lovois. Destroying all of Klal Yisrael. Kol ha'yehudim. Terrible plan. And it's all hanging in abeyance. And Esther invites Haman. Why? Because she thinks that maybe that Hashem will see the zilzul in her covet and he'll say, oy, I can't let her be embarrassed like that. Look at the zilzul that she's going through. She has to invite this Rosha. I have to do an S. I have to save the Klal Yisrael. So much at stake. Such high stakes. And what's going to make the difference? A zilzul of Esther. A self-induced zilzul. Nobody forced her to be mezuzul, to be embarrassed. She embarrassed herself. She did something. She did it for a purpose because she wanted to save Klal Yisrael. But, you know, that's not such a... And yet, that zilzul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe he'll be margish that, and then he'll do an S and save us. And therefore, that's why she invited him. It seems that the embarrassment of a human being, the embarrassment of a tzelem elikim, the embarrassment of a bas Yisroel or ben Yisroel is such a painful and a serious, devastating state of being that could make the difference in the whole Yeshua's Yisroel. The entire future of Klal Yisrael stood on the line, and this can make all the difference that Esther was mezuzah. The truth of the matter is that we find that actually there's a pasuk. Many say tomorrow, Kapitel Chof Beis in Tirim, Keli Keli Loma Azavtoni, which is the tefillah that Esther uttered when she went to Achashverosh, when she went to plead on behalf of the Klal Yisrael. And in that we say, our always trusted in you, and they trusted in you, and you saved them. They cried out to you, and they were saved. Plato. And they cried out to you, and they put their trust in you. They were not embarrassed. When a person puts his trust in Hashem, Hashem is very sensitive to that. And the Mefarshim say, the Eben Ezra says, Elecho Levadcho, Zoako, they only cried out to you. And they didn't rely on any others. Okay, try that. They relied on you. You won't let them be embarrassed. The pain of embarrassment, the suffering embarrassment, the embarrassment of embarrassment is such an acute pain. It's such a serious thing for a Jew, for a person, for a tzelem elikim to be embarrassed. That could make all the difference in the world. You put your trust in Hashem, and now you're going to be embarrassed if I do not deliver on that trust. Loi Boishu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make sure that he does deliver, because he must, to go to all extremes in order to prevent the busha of a person in Klal Yisrael. The Rav Avraham ben Raboch, it seems, lived in the Kufa of the Sfaradish Rishonim. Recently found the Ksav Yad on Kapitel Chof Hei, where David HaMelech says, "Elikai b'chobotachti aleivoisho al yalso oyvayli." I put my trust in you. Don't let me be embarrassed. A trust, a bitochim, that's disappointment, is devastatingly embarrassing. I trusted you, and look what happened to me. I trusted you, and I'm left empty-handed. I trusted you, and now I'm embarrassed and frustrated. You didn't respond to me. And he continues. The pasuk says, "Gam kol koyvecha lo yevoishu." And the Rebbe Avraham ben Ramoth says, Kol Tavecha Le'evo Yishei, says, even a person who doesn't achieve full bitochen, but he's Kodecho, he hopes to Hashem. He's maintained the hope despite the fact that his bitochen was not on the highest level, that he was sure, but he for sure is not losing hope. Such a person, he says, El afilu oisam she'enam asigin lahochin lima liftach b'cho bitochen sholim, even though they can't bring themselves to trust you bitochen sholim, im vim kozem echavit mekavim lachol eishim yitzorosom, but they still don't lose hope, they still hope. Afilu elu lo yevo yishum yitikvosom, el atanim v'toshiyem. You will not allow these people to be embarrassed from their hope. Rather, you will answer them and save them. Because busha is devastating. Busha is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is margish. The busha of a person of Klal Yisrael is nerve oil. The busha of Esther could have turned around the entire story of Purim. That's why she invited Haman, according to Reb Shua ben Manasseh. Because maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu be margish, look at this bizoyoin, that she has to hunt for this rosha. And Hashem will do an S, and that will make the difference in the whole Nes Purim, in the whole Benapahu, the power of busha. And the Psukim tell us very clearly that when we put our trust in Hashem, He will not let us be embarrassed. The grave embarrassment of trusting Hashem and not, doesn't help. Ignores us. We're putting our trust in him. No, he ignores us. That's so embarrassing. And embarrassment is devastating to the Klal Yisrael. Embarrassment is so devastating that Esther's embarrassment could have brought about the whole Yeshua. And every time we put our trust, or even according to Rav Avraham ben Ramoth, we just hope to Hashem even without trust. That's what the worship shot in the positive seems to be. Dam kol kivecho. Lo yevoishu. They will not. I shouldn't be embarrassed. And then the David HaMelech says, "I'm called kivecho. Lo yevoishu. They will not be embarrassed." We say it actually in Shoshanas Yaakov too. Lo idea shekol kivecho lo yevoishu. Lo yikomu lo nesach kol hachoisim boch. Those that put their trust in you will not be embarrassed. Embarrassment is devastating. Embarrassment of one Jew can bring about a Yeshua because of the suffering and the pain. And embarrassment is something that Hashem does not want us to suffer when we put our trust or even our hope in Him. And therefore, He will not let us suffer that embarrassment. And when we put our trust and when we put our hope, and Hashem is right there to assure that our trust and our hope will not be ignored, and our trust and our hope will not lead us to be embarrassed, to embarrassment, because we were not answered. But you want to have a picture into who this great human being is that should be so sensitive to busha, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so sensitive to the busha of one human being. Who is mezalzel in Bekovit, or is batuach, or mekaveh, and embarrassed by not being answered? It's a very interesting medrash rabbah and voracious. It says that at the time when Adam Rishon called names to all the creation, all the species of creation, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vani Mashmi, Hashem asked him, what's my name? Asked Adam. Omer Lecho Noeli Koris Hashem, the lotion of Adnus, Adoin, Shato Odoin Lakol, you're the master of all. So he called Hashem, what we say, Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. So then the Medrash continues, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Odom called him, the Adoin HaKol, Ani Hashem, that's the Adoin HaKol, Zehu Shmi, Shekor Li Odom HaRishon. This is the name that Odom HaRishon called me. The human being is so choshuv. Odom HaRishon is so choshuv. Not only did the Malachim want to say before Nav Kodosh, they thought that he was Rabbi Yochel himself. But Kadosh Baruch Hu asks him, with all the wisdom that you called all the animals in the animal kingdom by their name and understood their essence, that's my name. He gives him a name, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu wears it proudly and says, Ani Hashem, Zehu Shemi, Shekoro li Odom HaRishayim. This is the name that Odom HaRishayim himself called me. What that really means is that we're so choshev in the eyes of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. If Odom gave him the name, the HaKodesh Baruch Hu is proud that this is the name that Odom gave me. If that's the case, HaKodesh Baruch Hu is machshiv us and machshiv our embarrassment. And just as Esther, when she invited Hominat, had to chanfa, to do chanifa, and she was mezalzel in her own kovid, and HaKodesh Baruch Hu, because of that, might do an Esther to save Klal Yisrael from this terrible gzera. When we put our trust in Hashem, when we put our hope in Hashem, even if it's not full trust, we also can rely on the fact that Hashem does not want us to be embarrassed. They put their trust in Hashem, and they were not embarrassed. Let's hope that in this Purim, which is a time of tefillah, which is a time of Yeshuas for Klal Yisrael, that we can strengthen our bitochon, that we can strengthen the hope that we have in the Chesed Hashem and in the Rachmei Dishmaya. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let us be embarrassed and will respond to our bitochon and will respond to our hope and will respond to our tefillahs. A shalom from Purim to everyone. Good night, the cold tooth.